All right. We are doing a follow-up with Dom today on the 30-minute strategy session that Amber went ahead and did with Dom. And we, and Amber has joined us too. Amber, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right.
Hello, Amber.
Hi, Dom.
How are
okay.
you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Thank you.
Okay, so Dom, like, what type of a group are you looking for exactly?
Well, I'm looking for another group of other entrepreneurs and other business owners who have a similar, you know. I don't want to be too picky because I don't know what you've got available or, you know, in mind.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different networks that we're connected into and mm-hmm. a whole bunch of different possibilities of, you know, how people, what people are doing, all those kind of things. And so let me ask you a couple of questions here.
Sure.
Let's see. You said your sense of urgency was a 7.
Yeah, and I'm really bad at these numerical scales because I don't know what everything
is. So,
sure.
What would tend to, when you do have a high sense of urgency, Dom, what would cause you to have a high sense of urgency?
Well, because right now I'm very dissatisfied with my situation. I'm disabled and I'm kind of landlocked in terms of my income. My income sources are very, it's a singular income source for my Social Security disability. So I am finally to the point where my recovery has advanced to the point where I can start spending some time not, you know, where a lot of my time up to now has been spent on my medical and physical therapy and just treating my disease.
Sure.
So now I finally have some time in my daily schedule so that I'm devoting that to exploring business again. And, getting myself out there, networking with my LinkedIn people, my Facebook people. I'm starting to record videos again to upload to a new channel to explore the coaching angle because I'd like to explore coaching as a business model. But even if I don't do coaching, I still want to put my expertise out there to be able to help people and influence people. I'm already exploring some business relationships because I want to see what kind of key partnerships I can form, you know, in certain different areas to, depending on which business model I do select, because that's one of the outcomes that I had discussed with Amber. Amber, do you remember when we were talking about exploring different business models? To try to focus on one or two that I really want to pursue and spend the next few years developing.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, because I have this opportunity now to reboot my business life, you know, and I thought that I should make that a very deliberate, very strategic choice. So
1 to 10, how much of a procrastinator would you say you are, 10 being the highest?
Well, procrastination is always an enemy, isn't it? But I have the motivation to overcome the procrastination, if that makes sense. It's
so 1 to 10. How would you rate how much of a procrastinator you are?
Again, the numeric scale. I know that it's very easy to be a procrastinator, but when you're motivated to not procrastinate because your circumstances are such, you have a fire in your belly. You know what I mean?
Is your dad a firstborn?
Yeah. He's an only child, actually, and I'm a firstborn, too. So we tend to get things done. Everything I've ever accomplished in my life, it's been because people thought I could never do it.
1 to 10, how much confidence do you have?
10. And on the procrastination issue, I'm not dodging your question. Maybe I have a 5 tendency of procrastination.
And when you do procrastinate, why do you procrastinate?
I think it's because I'm bored.
And if you are being coached, if you are being coached professionally, how would you like your coach to approach you if they thought you were procrastinating?
Also, I procrastinate when I'm overwhelmed. I think that when I'm overwhelmed, I procrastinate.
Okay.
So how would I want my coach to respond if I'm procrastinating? I would hope in kind of an assertive kind of, hey, Dom, what are you doing? You know, you got to get after it. You got to, how much do you want this? Remind me how much, you know, how much do you want this? Step back, take a moment, take a breath. Because this is what I find myself coaching myself to do, you know?
Right. So, okay, if they did that, do you think it would work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I think that sometimes I get overwhelmed and I procrastinate because I don't want to deal with the complexity of it all. So that kind of clarity that comes to me when I take a step back, take a breath, and remember why I want this, you know, that to me, that tends to light the fire again. That tends to say, okay, that focuses my mind on the why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I putting all this energy into this? Because I want something that's bigger. It's because I want something that's more important to me than whatever it is that I'm procrastinating doing, you know. It's kind of a mind hack for me.
Right. 1 to 10, how direct would you like somebody to be with you?
1 to 10. How direct? Can you give me an example?
Like if somebody thought you had no confidence, would you like them just to tell you, Dom, I don't think you have confidence?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally would. I like that objective kind of attitude. I do. I appreciate that.
Okay. As Amber probably shared, we have kind of a three-step process, Dom, to determine if or how we might be able to help people. And so step one is to do an examination. So just like a doctor is never going to give you a prescription without doing an examination, the same thing is true with us. We don't know if or how we might be able to help people until we get to know them better. Mm-hmm. Step two is potential solutions, and then step three is implementation. So the three-step process is examination, solution, and implementation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I have a little bit of concern because I don't know if I'm going to be able to take your tests very well. I don't know. I think I feel like I don't know how to answer some of the questions already.
Yep. Do you know why that is?
Why is that?
In part, it's because, you know, your dad's was a firstborn. And so there's high statistical probability he's got certain personality traits that he really built potentially into you. And so the analytic, you don't test out as strong analytic, but boy, you got a lot of analytic inside of you. And so that typically comes from somebody who's been, a son who's been raised by, a dad that's very, very analytic. And so a failure to see the big picture or to see big picture types of things and the fixation and focus on small details will jam somebody, and so they get overwhelmed even in little, simple, easy things.
Okay.
That will hurt somebody business-wise tremendously. And so through proper coaching systems and tools, you can help somebody overcome that. But that's primarily probably why you struggle with it.
Well, that's something I would like to overcome, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. In the examination, it can be a simple short series of questions, or it can be a much more comprehensive thorough assessment. You know, it's really up to the individual. Step two, potential solutions, Dom, people tend to like three types of solutions, kind of a basic, an intermediate, and an advanced. The basic is if people know they need help, but they're not really sure, you know, what they need help on, a basic's a great place to start. Or maybe, you know, money's really tight, or maybe, you know, they like to understand everything before they do anything, you know, or maybe they don't have a high sense of urgency. A basic's good for all of those things. The intermediate tends to be people who are very intuitive and they just sense it's the right thing and they just jump in. And then, you know, some people, an urgency, some people have a high sense of urgency, you know, some don't, which is fine. Every solution we'd ever recommend is customized specifically, uniquely for you. And so which of those two would you like more information, Dom, on, the basic or the intermediate?
I don't know. So it's not one, it's not, there's not just it's not one program that is, there's several different.
Correct. And there's several different basics and there's several different intermediates too.
Well, I kind of feel overwhelmed. Like, I don't know.
What I would recommend is what Amber did is a level one and level two examination. And so there's a level three and level four. It's called a business X-ray. It looks at three dimensions, nine major areas, seven systems, over 40 areas of one's personal and professional life. Looks at, you know, what you're doing right, little tweaks you could do to improve. It looks at, you know, the four phases every business must need to go through to really get it running without the entrepreneur. And so that's a business X-ray. It's $285, and that includes the assessment, the initial interview, the full report, a bunch of things that come with that, and then a one-on-one review over the internet and the phone that really helps you to understand the models that you need to have to go ahead and, you know, better generate more leads, better define the leads, generate more leads, and then how do you have a better, more efficient business? And then how do you maximize, you know, the effectiveness of what you're doing and overall profitability? So I would recommend, based on what you shared with Amber, what you shared with me, I would recommend the business X-ray as being a first, you know, first choice for you, first best option for you. It's not a plan. It's not a business plan. It's not ongoing coaching. It's just $285 at one time. And it goes through, you know, just a whole bunch of information. That gives you a lot better clarity on, you know, where you're at, where you want to go. And then it helps us to understand, okay, what is going to be the best solution for Dom in going forward. So that's what I would recommend as a next step based on what you've shared, you know, with, you know, Amber and myself.
Okay.
Other questions that you have, Dom?
No, I guess not. If I do have questions, can I get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can touch base with myself, or you can touch base with, you know, with Amber. Either way is fine. Uh-huh.
Okay.
What would you like, Dom, our next step to be?
You know, I don't know. I've this whole process has been consisted mostly of you guys asking questions of me and me answering them and giving me options and things like that, but I don't know. Why don't you tell me what your next step is?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's no two people the same, and so there's so much. You have a lot of potential based on your personality, and so your personality on both tests is expressive, so one of your greatest strengths would be energy, excitement, enthusiasm. Weakness would be energy, excitement, enthusiasm. You have a million ideas. Weakness, a million ideas. And so that personality, you have a very powerful personality. You have a ton of potential. But there's probably that analytic that's continually nagging you. So it's like you have a million ideas, then you want to do them all, you know, fast. You want to do them all perfect, and you want everybody to be happy. So there's probably a whole lot of inner conflict that you have going on. And so in an ideal world, you know, in an ideal world, I would say that you would go ahead and go into one-on-one coaching, because that will give you the plan, the resources, the systems, the tools. I'm just not sure that I would recommend that, because I don't know enough yet. So if you did the business x-ray, that would definitely give you a better feel for where you're at, and it would give us a better feel on whether or not that, you know, that's what we would recommend. There's another program called Mastermind Partnerships. That's it's a mastermind program. It's got 12-month curriculum. It's a phenomenal program. Best I've seen. It's through a nonprofit organization, Life Masteries Institute. I volunteer to lead a couple of those groups, and so it's the best curriculum I've seen on the planet. So there's that potential option. Normally, that program is $300 a month. If it was for business, you know, for profit company rather than a nonprofit, their curriculum and program is so good that they would probably charge $2,000-$3,000 a month rather than $300 a month to go through that. So that's a phenomenal program. If people are in financial need, there may be scholarship dollars that are available for that program too. So that's a wonderful program. So, you know, there's a number of different options. I think based on everything you've shared, it's not so much that, you know, which option. You just need to, it's easier to change the direction of a moving car than one that's standing still.
Certainly. Mm-hmm.
And so I would go ahead and intuitively, you know, jump into something. You can always change direction, but I would jump in and do something. When we do something, it helps us to go ahead and know what the next step is in being able to go through it.
Okay.
Make sense?
I believe so, yeah.
Other questions?
Well, you're giving me a lot to think about.
Yeah, and that probably is not real healthy. Because that's probably the last thing you need to do is think about things. You just need to put the car in gear and get going on something. So What about doing the business x-ray? Does that sound like a good strategy?
Yeah, I think it would be a very illuminating process.
I mean, it's a good first step at least, and so that will really help you, you know, a great deal in being able to do that. So there's a whole, I don't know if you're familiar, probably not, with dimensional living and dimensional thinking.
Yeah, I think I've read about several different theories that involve that term. Can you unpack that for me?
Sure, yeah. If I were to ask somebody what's a higher number, a 2 or a 9, you know, most people would say, well, of course a 9 is. You know, because they think in one dimension. But once you get a 10, once you get to a 10, you move to another dimension and you start over again. So a 2 in the next dimension is actually higher than a 9 in the previous dimension.
Sure.
And so, you know, when Amber asked, you know, if somebody said you're coachable at a 2, listening skills a 1, sales skills a 1, you'd said you're kind of shocked and a little sad. And so, if you were familiar with dimensional thinking, you might think, oh, 4 is their thinking. I'm higher than I think I am. And so like confidence, yeah. So confidence-wise, you're a 10 in your dimension. And so you're ready for a breakthrough. And so when you break through to a new dimension, you'll go from a 10 to a 2.
I see.
And a 2 will actually be higher, but it won't feel better. Like, you'll be like, I'm an idiot, you know, and it's okay because you're in a new dimension. And so in new dimensions, it's a new set of rules. And so like if you learn some of those concepts, which you'll be introduced to at least starting in the business X-ray, that will help you to jump to a new dimension. That helps you to get going in your business and just a whole bunch of different things. So one of your greatest strengths is your ability to think and consider things. One of your biggest weaknesses, your think and consider things. So in business, if we're thinking when we should be taking action, that's not going to work so good. So I think that business X-ray is a great first start, and that will put you on the path. And then from that, then it'll become much more clear as to, you know, what's the best next steps to be able to, you know, get to your 150,000 wow income goal.
Yeah. You know, that's what you're saying resonates with me, and I'm not even sure why, but it intuitively resonates with me.
Yeah, well, it's because you're at a 10 and confidence-wise, and you, like, you realize, you know, so you realize I am confident, but if I go to another dimension, I won't be. So truth resonates with us. When we're ready for truth, there's a resonation. It's like, oh, my gracious, that's exactly what I need. So intuitively, you know, you're ready for it, and that's why it's connecting so deeply for you.
Yeah. Boy, I really relate to that.
Yeah. Oh, you'll like all of the different, because there's a whole, like, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the little, there's so many things that will help you to see things in a totally different way than you've seen them in the past. And when you see those things in that new dimension, that new way of thinking, like, it gives us freedom.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah,
cool.
It does.
So what I'll do is Amber will connect with you, and I don't know if she'll be able to do that right now, but soon, or one of her teammates will do that, one of her team members will do that. What they'll do is they'll schedule the X-ray. Again, it's $285. That includes the initial interview, the full X-ray, and a review, and then any other questions that you may ever have on it, too. So it's you'll enjoy that a lot. And so they'll schedule that time to do it. And since you and I got a chance to talk and get to know each other, I'd be more than happy to do the review. So there's an initial interview they'll do, and then they will schedule a time, you know, typically the next day, very soon after that, for me to personally do the review with you and give you input from there.
I would appreciate that, Mark and Amber. I just need to find – I have to raise the money.
Okay.
To be very honest with you, I have to raise the money. I have part of it, but not all of it yet. So
Okay. You're
going to have to be a little bit patient with me because I'm doing a few side hustles right now.
Okay, sure.
You know, doing some projects for clients and building some websites for them and things like that just to raise some capital.
Sure.
So
do you build websites using WordPress?
No, I'd use some other tools, actually.
Okay.
Not WordPress, more secure tools.
Okay.
You know, tools like Wix, tools like Duba, tools like, Squarespace.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, it doesn't matter the tools as long as they're secure for clients. But, yeah, I build the websites out for certain tools. But basically what I like to tell clients is I don't just build websites. What I do is I help you build a business that's based on the web. So they're not just pretty websites. They're websites that have a purpose and have a that build in your sales funnel, that build in your business model.
Right. Cool.
They have
all
a
right.
Fun.
Okay. Sounds good, Dom. We'll be in contact then.
Very good. Hey, I appreciate the time you guys took and the insightful questions. Mark, I thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. We'll connect you into, there's a couple mastermind groups that I'll send you invites, either I or Amber will send you invites on, that I think you'd enjoy, you know, participating in. You'd gain a lot of value, and I think you'd gain value, and they would go ahead and gain value in having you, you know, participate too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that as well. And you guys have a fantastic day. Make it a great day, and I will... I'll be looking forward to getting those emails from you.
Okay.
Will that be by email?
Pardon me?
Those will be by email, I presume?
Yes. Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Hey,
all
guys,
right.
I'm excited. Thanks for touching base with me today.
Hey, thank you. It's a pleasure. Looking forward to doing some really exciting things together. That'd be great.
Outstanding.
Okay. We'll see you, Dom. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.